brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Friday morning. We've already said that, haven't we? Friday? It's Friday, heading into the weekend. The first weekend of December, heading towards the most important holiday of the entire year.
Hanukkah? Is that Christmas?
I mean, it is. I mean, kind of, right? I mean,
is that the most important holiday?
Not for everybody, obviously. Like, I mean, not for every religion or every country or whatever. But, I mean, worldwide, it's the most celebrated, right? I mean, it's basically become a secular holiday. No one's like, there's obviously so a lot of people who are like, keep the Christ in Christmas. And other people are like,
get the Christ out of here.
Well, no, and other people are like, what do you mean? Well, Christmas. What?
Oh.
It's Jesus' birthday.
What?
Who's Jesus? What are you talking about?
I've heard about this guy, but, you know.
Might as well call it Santimus. I mean, it is. It's probably the most widely celebrated, I would imagine.
I guess.
I mean, there's probably like 2 or 3 billion people that don't celebrate it. And maybe this is just my Western civilization-centric blah, blah, blah. But it does kind of permeate literally everything in this part of the world.
Yeah. If we were a retail store, I would say, without question, Jesse, what kind of an idiot would say that this is not the most important holiday of the year?
Not even a retail store. And most important holiday of the year, I mean, like, for people who celebrate it, I mean, people who take it, like, very literally, other people who just kind of celebrate it secularly, but, like, the economy. Like, this holiday has basically just been like, let's just blow out the tanks before the end of the year and we'll have a good fourth quarter, okay, everyone? All right?
It all comes back to the economy.
That's right.
It?
Not to be too cynical, but Christmas is bright and cheery.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Friday morning. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. No co-sponsors this morning, but we did appreciate NAC co-sponsoring a couple shows this week, and we had Andrea Betker in and Carmen Braden, and it's been a fun week.
You know, I forgot to mention, actually, on Wednesday's show, because you took Wednesday morning off.
I did.
Ollie, I don't think, did a single sponsor plug.
Yeah, you know, he misses those.
I think
he always gets mad at me for missing them, but he misses them.
Actively just tries to cost this radio station money.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I do too. Remember that whole Walmart thing?
Yeah, yeah. So if you want to just talk about Ford and cars for a whole chat, we can do that to make up for it, if you want.
Well, you are in the market for a truck.
I am.
And we've already had this discussion. You and Nicole came by, and we picked out a truck for you and showed you. Oh, God! Oh, jeez! Kicking into the window of the place.
Sips are trying to recoup money for the station. And here you are.
Spraying milk everywhere.
I will go down with the ship.
Sibley joins us on a Friday morning. She's doing news. You'll hear her dulcet tones. Well, they're not dulcet. They're squeaky. No. Actually, your news voice is actually pretty good.
It
is. It is, because...
Why, thank you.
Why, thank you. This is the news.
Why, thank you.
I did get told in grade 9, the very first day in my very first class that...
At Wannadoo Park?
No.
Wannadoo City.
Wannadoo City. By my teacher. I was in grade 9 music class,
yeah.
And she was like, can you speak up? Your voice is really squeaky and high, so I can't quite hear you.
Thanks,
and
teacher.
And I was like, nice. She's my favorite teacher from high school, but
that's
it was
fun.
Like... That's now.
You know what would be funny? Like if you those moments in school where you get embarrassed by the teacher or someone else and you know that this is something that you're going to think about like 20 years on.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if you could just stop the teacher like, thanks, I'm going to think about that like 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Mousy, speak up.
Essentially, that's what it was.
Fair
I was
enough.
So nervous, too. I was like, oh. Because I knew nothing about music. I had never taken a music. Like, I had played the recorder before that.
Oh,
and I was
right.
I was like, oh, no. Should
you knew hot cross buns.
I did know hot cross buns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a bop.
It was a bop. Yeah, that's right. It really is. You could probably set that to a beat. Why are you here? No, you're just joining us to hang out. We're talking Christmas.
It costs us money.
Yeah. It costs us money.
Yeah. I'm here for people to call me squeaky, so like, go for it.
All right. Whatever. I mean, be SSS. Sarah Squeaky Sibley.
Yikes.
Right.
Sarah, negative Squeaky Sibley.
Negative Squeaky. Negative Sibs. Talking Christmas, as we have been, because it is December now. We're not playing any Christmas music as of yet. We've played a couple.
I was going to say, I've heard a couple.
Right, a couple little boppers.
Yeah. Played Porky Pig already.
I wanted to ask, We played Porky Pig. That's right. Yeah, that's right. We played that song that we're not supposed to. It's offensive.
Oh, it's fine.
It's not great.
It's fine.
Like Sips, the Looney Tune?
Yeah. Have you ever heard Porky Pig's Blue Christmas?
Right.
No.
Because he's got a stutter, right?
Well,
so
we found our first topic of the morning.
No, don't do it. But I mean, he has a stutter. So we had a discussion, I think, a couple of years ago when we started doing Christmas music around Christmas, whether or not we should play that, because K-Mac played it, and we were kind of like,
no, not we,
no, not me either. It was it? It's
not
you or I.
Don't lump me into that. Okay.
It wasn't you or I. Well, I mean, we as a collective, right?
I just think it's a great tune.
It is a great tune. Are you going to play that right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just got to get past this little.
Great. Sounds great. But he's got this stutter, so he stutters, and we thought.
I mean, you know how Porky Pig sounds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He has a stutter.
Biddy, biddy, biddy. So we had a discussion about whether or not it was appropriate to play that, or whether or not it was making fun or mocking people with speech impediments. Now, we did play it last week.
This is a really heavy topic.
It's really heavy for Christmas.
7 a.m. Right. For 7 a.m.
Well, we can't just have fun.
So many children don't have Christmas. So. But we played it, and I was kind of on the fence. I was like, yeah, I can see why people would, so why not just avoid it? Whatever. But we played it, and I listening to it, I was like, well, yes, he's got a speech impediment. He's not making fun of it. He's plowing through it. You know what I mean?
He's singing Christmas songs.
He's happy. He's confident, regardless of his speech impediment, yeah. Which is how, you know, we should treat people.
He has a cartoon character that happens to have a speech impediment.
That's right.
And he's just singing a song. He's not making fun of people. Making fun of people with speech impediments would be if the character himself did not have a speech impediment, but was doing his impression
right.
of someone.
Yeah. Well, Mel Blanc does not have a speech impediment.
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, his speech impediment is that he can never speak in his real voice.
He can't confirm or deny that for us.
That's
right,
because he is dead. Are you playing it?
I can play right
just
now.
Play a little bit of it. So
it's only 2 minutes. Play the whole thing.
No.
Come on.
It's already news time.
There's a kazoo solo. It's got everything.
I'm going to go right into the news
I'll
after this.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I feel so blue.
That's the best part about the song. Some guy laughing like a maniac in the background.
What is that? I've never heard that.
What?
So is this actually Mel Blanc?
No.
Oh, okay. So who is it?
Some dude.
It won't be the same, dear. If you're not here with me, and when those blue.
Well, see, now I do think it might be offensive.
Well, no, Mel Blanc didn't have a speech impediment.
Well, this guy doesn't have a speech impediment either. He's doing Porky Pig.
We don't even know who this guy is. You don't know that.
Oh, right. What do you think?
You'll be all right.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's a little uncomfortable. If it was Mel Blanc doing it, I'd feel more comfortable doing it.
Yeah, if it was like from the Looney Tunes show and
yeah.
they were like showing like.
But this is a guy like. This is what Porky Pig was doing. Like.
This is a guy at a house party just doing his Porky Pig impression.
And he just had a kazoo on hand?
Just had a kazoo on hand. That's like the story of this song. Is that it was just at a house party.
That guy pulled that night.
And some guy just pulled out a guitar and started doing his Porky Pig impression,
but
which is spot on.
But you know that he's been practicing this for years, waiting to be the host of a Christmas party.
Yeah, that's right.
And now is his time.
And he absolutely nailed it. It's like when someone pulls out any guitar at any party, and they're like, anyway.
Here's Wonderwall.
But if one of those people played this,
right.
Wouldn't you just be like, we have to get this man on the radio?
No, I'd be like, let's leave. There's no point in being at this party anymore. It's not going to get better than that. And all the single ladies, I know where they're going tonight.
There you go. Porky Pig's Blue Christmas.
Porky Plig.
The unofficial version.
That's right. So? Yeah, right? Now that I know it's not I thought it was Mel Blanc. Like, I thought it was like a Looney Tunes Christmas or something.
No.
Yeah.
No,
just some dude, just some rando
just
at
some
a party.
Some dude who does an amazing impression. Yeah.
With an amazing cackle in the background, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
That's the backing vocals for that one, really.
You know what's the best Christmas song?
What?
Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
I mean, it's great.
E-Man.
Well, it's got no words.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't sing it. Play it.
We are dancing little fairies and plums.
No, I don't think I have.
We got to get okay. We played a song, so now we get into the news because we're late on the news. Sibs, you'll hang out. You're gonna hang out, right? Yeah, Ollie's not listening. Don't worry about it.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast. Hey, it was early. What do you want from us?
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Forge, driving the north. Did we want to continue on this Porky Pig thing? I mean, you kind of wanted to keep going on it.
It's up to you. I mean, K-Mac sent me a message with this whole backstory.
Give me the history. I want to know.
I kind of thought that, well, I don't know how common knowledge, but I thought that you knew full well that that was not Mel Blanc. Like, that was not...
No, I thought it was Mel Blanc. I thought it was like a Looney Tunes Christmas, whatever.
I think it did sometime in the past start making its way onto like Looney Tunes holiday compilations, but it was never like an actual like Warner Brothers Looney Tunes produced thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it just kind of became this song that was recorded, got a, you know, some radio DJs got a hold of it, and then it just became kind of like a folklore story.
Wow.
So K-Mac sent me this website talking about the history of Porky Pig's Blue Christmas.
It's a rip-off character.
I'm not making fun. That was an actual stutter. For many years, we've been asked for the backstory of Porky Pig's Blue Christmas. In case you haven't seen this masterpiece, or heard, rather, we just played it. Editor's disclaimer, it seems that no matter what we post, we receive contrary opinions and plenty of emails of complaint about the politically correct this or that of Christmas, Porky Pig's Blue Christmas. It's going to unleash these demons in force. For the record, we do not care on this one. This is just plain funny. So there you go, Jesse. Enough of your sensitive nonsense, okay?
That's me. Always too sensitive.
Porky Pig, of course, is a world-famous Looney Tunes character who dates back to the 1930s. He's always been wildly popular, but we surmise his relative low profile for the past 25 years or so. Has Porky Pig been laying low? Has to do more with... Oh, this guy really leans into the whole political correctness thing. Let's go.
It's more like Looney Tunes aren't that popular anymore. Like, it's like, political correctness is really killing this song. It's like, no, it's because the people who liked Looney Tunes when they were kids are dead. So, I liked Looney Tunes when I was a kid, but like when they originally came out, like all those people are dead.
Yeah. I mean, they brought it back with Space Jam 2.
No, they didn't.
I know.
No, they did not. No,
they did not.
Well, I mean, they tried, and then they filled it up with. It was basically like Space Jam with Ready Player One put in with. It's like every IP that they could jam into a friggin' movie, they did.
Did you see Space Jam 2?
Sure did not.
Well, then what are you?
I was so.
I know what I'm talking about.
I was so confused with Don Cheadle in it. I was like, what?
Don Cheadle?
He was the evil guy,
yeah,
right?
He was the villain. Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Donnie Cheats.
I would have thought it would have been like Steph Curry or something.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been very funny.
He's got too nice a smile.
Okay. So that's not.
I feel like every break we should do until Christmas, until we leave, is just a history of Christmas music.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? Because we're a radio station and we don't talk about music actually that much. On this show.
You're right.
Because who cares?
Right. So the guy's name is Seymour Swine. He is the, or
that's
rather
not
the character.
Real.
Now
that, that's not real.
Not real.
The character.
He just kind of fell into
is
this.
Seymour Swine. He is the invention of Denny Brownlee, a comedian. And for the record, he was just doing his job, folks. Porky became. became
getting real defensive in the description of this. He was just doing his job. Okay, guys. Don't have to get so sensitive.
Porky became Seymour Swine due to copyright concerns.
Manic Mailman. Fantastic Fox.
So here's the story from Denny himself. Basically, he did the bit in a club. Oh, I thought it was a house party. Some reason he did
you
it.
Are
in a
all
club.
Wrong. Yeah, I mean, I can't listen to you about history of anything.
And got a great reception. So after some encouragement, he put out a record, and it became quasi popular over the 30-plus years since. You could say it has developed a cult following. In fact, for some, hearing Porky or Seymour is a Christmas tradition.
It's fine. It's fun.
His
it's
name
fun.
Can no longer be House Party Hog.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Sibley, on her toes. I love it.
Well played. Well
very
played.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. Well, there you go. Thank you for the history on Seymour Swine's Blue Christmas, still labeled as Porky Pig's Blue Christmas.
Yeah, we don't want to get any copyright issues here. We should really change the labeling of that.
Yeah. House Party Hog.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, yeah. What's another word for blue? What's another blue shade? Anything? Got anything? Is aubergine a blue? No?
Navy.
Navy. Okay, so there you go. So Seymour Swine's Navy Xmas.
Navy
that makes nativity. That makes him sound like he's in the Navy, though.
Yeah. You can join your fellow pigs.
Yeah.
That was the play on the YMCA.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Don't worry. No.
That's not what I'm
Jesse
saying.
Jesse Wheeler is not calling
that
the
is
Navy
not what I'm
pigs.
Saying.
That
people
is
in
not
the Navy
what he said.
Pigs. That's not what I'm saying.
Or any other branch of the military.
In the Navy. You come on and join your fellow in the Navy. Terrible. That is not what I
well,
said.
Well, if
you're
going to lean into it, I can't
I just leaned
you.
Into it. I had to. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so what are your guys' favorite Christmas songs?
That's legitimately what I was going to ask next. Sibley.
Last Christmas by Wham. Are you kidding me? George Michael?
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It's so terrible.
It's such a good...
I know it's a...
My Christmas shirt
Listen, I know it's a good song.
The poster of...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Wham.
It's a very popular song. I just don't... It's for whatever reason...
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Or Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That one's good.
Yeah, very
That's
good.
Classic.
It's
yeah.
Brenda Lee.
Yeah. What do you prefer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree or Jingle Bell Rock?
Ooh. Oh, man. Heat check.
Okay. The thing is, this is going to sound really stupid. I
always
get,
two?
I always get Jingle Bell Rock mixed up with the tune of Crocodile Rock.
What? I remember when jingling was fun. Me and Santa had so much fun.
You ran
holding
fun
hands
with fun.
And eating canes. And they're rocking and bumping.
Yeah, you
on
see
the snowy lanes.
There you go.
But the biggest gift I ever got was doing a thing called the Jingle Bell
Rock.
That's awesome. When you stopped and you were like, this is going to sound, I thought you were like, okay, this is going to sound really racist. But yeah. Anyway, Lecter, your favorite Christmas tune?
Oh, you know.
Oh, God, it's not simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, no, Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas?
Oh, God. I'll round it off and say it was simply having a wonderful Christmas time so we can just get the trifecta of the worst Christmas songs ever.
Well done.
Yeah.
Now let's play them all so everyone can hear them.
Here's a three-pack of the worst of Christmas. Yeah, simply having a wonderful Christmas. Not great. I do like the Darlene Love like wall of sound Christmas ones, Christmas tunes. Like what's the Frosty the Snowman is a great one.
We're not allowed to play those anymore.
Why not?
Because
of Phil Spector.
Phil Spector's evil.
He's a producer. He's not the talent behind the songs.
Isn't he?
No. He didn't play the instruments or sing the songs.
But he makes all the royalties.
Not anymore. I don't believe he does anymore.
Do you guys actually like the holiday season?
I'm
just wondering based off of our conversations this morning.
I do like the holiday season, but I mean, you have to take the good with the bad because I mean, the holiday season is great. It's great for kids, especially great for families. There's that warmth.
Great
that,
for big box stores.
But there's
Sibs, what are you doing?
There's all the stuff that comes with it, and that's the expectations. And if they're not met, then you feel disappointed. There's people that can't celebrate Christmas. There's people that don't have family around. There's people that are there's all that stuff.
Wait
so
a minute, are you just singing the totally lyrics valid. Of "Do They Know It's Christmas"
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, do you know it's Christmas? No, I mean I do like the holidays. It's just that. There are some things that you have to reflect on during this time.
Of course.
And like commercialism and people not being able to participate are two big ones.
Yeah.
And then of course there's people that don't want to participate and that's a whole different thing. But I mean, like for those who want to participate in Christmas and cannot, and then like the crass commercialization of everything makes it tough sometimes.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. It is fair.
Try to remember, though, it's Christmas time when we let in light and banish shade. Say a prayer.
We have been throwing shade all morning long. All right. We're going to continue on. This has just become an unbridled bunch of nonsense. And we're not going to play any Christmas music. So
where the
go
only
figure.
Water flowing is the bitter sting of tears.
Is that from Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. Unwrap a gift of malaria.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. Plenty of things going on as we ramp up into Christmas. And this weekend, scavenger hunts plague the city.
Plague?
Is that the wrong word?
Makes it sound like such a negative thing.
Well, I mean, it just, yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of a plague. All right, tell me about the scavenger hunts.
Well, there's two.
Okay, great.
For example,
there's the city of YK1, right?
Yeah, there's the city of YK1, yep, which officially kicks off tomorrow.
Okay.
They have got a series of clues that are going to lead you around the city and eventually lead to some pretty awesome prizes, actually. I don't know if you've read much about this, but the prizes, first person to reach the end and receive the prize ticket will take it all.
Wow.
Oh, it's an all or
winner take all.
$2,000 staycation experience.
Damn.
$500 shopping spree at Overlander Sports.
Sweet.
And $300 gift certificate for Sushi Cafe.
Damn.
That's a wow. Damn fine prize.
Damn, it makes me want to do a scavenger. I don't want to do that.
So they do have your first clue as to where to start.
Okay, which, where is it? What is it?
It may spark your interest.
Oh. Where's that?
No.
Spark your interest? What, NTPC? I don't know.
No, it's a picture of the city of Yellowknife, the YK Share co-op, the little oh, right spark
at
the, car.
Right at, I get it. Right, yeah. at the car co-op,
the plug-in
park,
yeah,
spot. Very good.
Yeah, Sampa K Park.
They need to get some new vehicles. They need to get one of those Mustang Mach-E's. People would want to share that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm available now at Aurora Ford. that's a good starting point. And then, how many clues are there?
That I am not 100% sure. So the City of Yellowknife teaming up with the NWT Chamber of Commerce for this, the first of two Explore the City scavenger hunts.
Wow.
In downtown Yellowknife for this Saturday. And then next Saturday, and I realized this morning, I think I might have actually scooped Sarah Price on this one.
Uh-oh.
Simply by probably reading an update on the website.
Mentioning it?
Yellowknife.ca website.
Right.
Because in her story, we got a story on it on cabinradio.ca, but she says no details have been provided about the second scavenger hunt other than it will focus on a different area of Yellowknife.
And the prizes won't be as good. Prizes for that one.
That different area.
There's a City of YK t-shirt. What?
That different area, according to Yellowknife.ca, is Old Town.
Old Town.
There's an Old Town edition next Saturday on December 11th. And another chance to explore Old Town and win more incredible prizes.
Oh, I hope they put a clue in somebody's outtake pipe for their poop. That'd be funny.
That would be kind of funny.
The clue would be like, may smell like poop. Take a look at everyone's outtake pump.
Just inspect everybody.
Inspect everybody's. Oh, Old Town, may you never change. You never will.
So the first scavenger hunt, it begins at 2 p.m. I assume that's when the first clue will be planted at the spark, the starting point. And then you set off, and possibly winner take all with $2,000 staycation experience, $500 shopping spree at Overlander Sports, and $300 gift certificate for Sushi Cafe. And then the next day, this Sunday, you may recall we were talking about this on the show, I think a couple weeks ago, the Yellowknife artist, and you had the actual, their Instagram page, which I do not remember what it was, but that Yellowknife artist, they're doing each weekend, each Sunday, they're doing a different scavenger hunt all over the NWT.
Right.
This Sunday is Yellowknife, Detta, and D'Lo.
Yes.
And we did, now when we were talking about this week, we weren't quite sure how many prizes there were going to be and if it was like they're just in one location. Jane got in touch with us, who is
Jane Archuk.
Yes, Jane Archuk, who is co-organizing this event, and said at that time they had just given away, they had just done the one in Simpson.
Right.
And said they gave away 18 gifts in 18 different spots.
Damn.
So there are plenty of prizes to be won, and plenty of different locations. And so they do hope a person takes one only, so, 18 to 20 people get gifts. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I'm just going to take care of my Christmas shopping in one fell swoop.
Right. I mean, if you're going to scavenger hunts, you get all the gifts, then great.
Don't do that.
You're the ultimate champion.
Don't.
Do it.
Don't be a jerk.
Get real competitive. And make sure you drive around the town real scary-like.
So there may be some frantic moving about town this weekend, so if you're out and about, just make sure you're taking care, take precaution. The sidewalks are icy, and all the prizes go fast.
Yeah, remember, and all the best prizes go first.
That's right.
So a couple scavenger hunts going on in the city this weekend. That's very cool. yellowknife.ca for the one. And then what's the website for the other? Is there? Oh, Instagram page. Pardon me. The Instagram page. You can find it there.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
NWT Artist Appreciation Giveaway Instagram page, and you'll get the information for that as well. Local artists giving away their wares. I love it. Also in the news for Christmassy things, the Yellow Knife Scouts eagerly await Christmas trees from Ontario Farm. From the Johnston Tree Farm in North Grenville, Ontario, getting all their trees. This is the longest they've ever sent trees away. Nearly 5,000 clicks up here. There you go. There you go. Because the Scouts, their usual supplier, sold out to Walmart this year. So that's nice. There's a little bit of a cynicism for Christmas right there, because why give to the Scouts, which is basically a charitable organization, when you can get bigger profits from Walmart? Right?
And why keep things positive?
Why keep things positive? Balance, well, no, I am positive. This is very positive. This is very positive because I love that the Boy Scouts sell trees every year. It's a shame that happened. It is. Like, come on. But being able to pull off a story like this and get these trees from Ontario was very cool.
I can't remember. Are you a real tree guy?
We don't have a real tree. I am a real tree. I do like a real tree. I was on the fake tree bandwagon for a while, just because I was like, yeah, but you can reuse it every year. So you buy one, you reuse it every year. But then I read about the horrors of fake Christmas trees and just how polluting they be and how much like new plastic and new materials they use. Whereas trees can be planted every year and they're renewable, right?
But do you have a fake tree
right
now?
We have a fake tree right now, yes.
So you're a self-hating fake tree guy.
I'm in the closet above my fake trees.
Deeply closeted fake tree guy.
But congrats to the Scouts. A new supplier found. Very cool. They'll have those trees very soon. And you'll be able to buy them. There you go. Maybe don't buy them from Walmart. Just saying.
Are we going that way?
No, I'm not going that
this
way.
Morning? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'll go right there. No, go to the Scouts. Support the Scouts. You know, they do stuff. you can find that story on cabinradio.ca. It's a heartwarming story where we got the trees. That's nice, right?
Yeah.
See, I ended on a positive note.
Well done.
Because Christmas is all about positivity. And speaking of which, let's play our first Christmas song of the morning. No, that's not right. Sorry. Second Christmas song, which, because you played Blue Christmas earlier, which Nicole has messaged me and said that this is the third time you played that.
That's correct.
That is too many times.
I'm trying to keep Seymour Swine paid.
Yeah, fair enough. House Party Hog.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. You know, it's that time on a Friday. It's near 8:30. It's time for a little PCPTP with Emily Blake. Wheeler is on an unprecedented winning streak. It is unprecedented because no one else has matched this winning streak. It's three. I've won 3 weeks in a row. Oh no! She's already here. She already kicked in the window.
Oh, she's back.
We just put up a new window. She kicked in the new one.
I brought more milk spray.
Oh my god. Oh god.
No.
why are you holding a cat? Oh, that's right. It's going to be Wheeler versus Lecter versus Sibley. And Emily's got... Do you have a theme for us this week?
News of the week.
We're going to have a Christmas one before Christmas, though, right? Like a real Christmassy one?
Seeing as how last week's theme was just a total disaster.
It was. It was weird celebrity facts, and I won like 2-1 or something.
Yeah, it was 2-2.5. I didn't even get a single
Scott we said it was a contested half point.
It was.
when he came into the office and I asked about it.
As in, he said he had it, and he actually didn't. Was the contention.
I gave myself the point. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't give yourself points in the trivia game.
Well,
you have to let the trivia master do it. Speaking of trivia masters, Emily, let's hit it.
All right. Question numero uno. Which singer will receive the Music Icon Award at the 2021 People's Choice Awards? Is it A, Christina Aguilera? B, Cher? C, Madonna? D, Rihanna?
Wow, they're very different generations.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Cher and Madonna have already had their icon awards. Like,
Cher has.
Cher's not
now.
Released
Madonna...
a song in 20 years, right?
She then, yeah.
She released
she
a song since
really,
Believe.
Yeah.
Her and Christina Aguilera were actually in Burlesque together, and they did a bunch of songs for that movie.
Right, right.
And that's probably, what, like 20 years old now?
Yeah. Something you know, the central plot of that movie is that the guy in the Burlesque place is trying to, like, buy the air above the building. That's the whole central
spoiler plot. Alert.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Doesn't get much sexier than that.
Right. Tried by the air. No, we got to put on a Burlesque show, so you're not allowed to.
Anyways, I'm going to say
Rihanna. That makes more sense than the plot of Rent.
That's true.
Or Cats.
Look beautiful and do nothing. I'll go Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah, I'll go Rihanna.
She's making strides this week.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
What's your vote?
I said Rihanna first. Said
you're all wrong.
Who
it's
is it?
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. Oh. I mean, that kind of makes sense, too. Yeah, she's been around for a long time, and she's on The Voice. She hasn't really done in 10 years, but... Great.
Okay.
Yeah, she's right. An icon.
Rough start.
Question number two. Here we go. Of course, Spotify released its Wrapped list for 2021.
Where do you find this?
It just on pops up app. When you open the app.
I have the app.
Okay, Boomer.
You probably need to update it. Because
my top list is like all podcasts. It's because like, oh, look at this JFK podcast.
I had to update my app before it would allow me to
really
figure it out.
Okay, I'm going to update it right now while you ask the question.
Okay. I just kept restarting my Spotify every time I tried to do it. My phone is dead.
Mine worked without issue.
All right, simply. Okay, but this is for the world. The world's Spotify rap.
Okay.
What was the top song worldwide in 2021?
Hmm.
I know the artist. I don't know the song.
Uh-oh.
Was it A, Montero, parentheses, Call Me By Your Name, by Lil Nas X. B, Begging by, I think it's pronounced Maneskin. I'm probably saying that wrong. C.
This is my main skin. My secondary skin.
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Hmm.
Or D, Shivers by Ed Sheeran.
Oh,
oh my God. All music in the top of my queue. Well, Montero's pretty great.
Montero's great. I've heard of Maneskin, but I don't know why.
You probably heard Begging. It was a bop.
Okay. How does it sound like? What's the genre?
Begging, 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 begging! Begging, 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 begging!
I don't know genres anymore.
Oh, okay.
There are no genres. We're all one world music.
Death metal?
It's like the genres I got on my Wrapped were like, I don't know what that is.
Apparently one of Louisa's friends, his top genre was pirate. And we're like,
pirate?
What does that mean? So just like listening to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sea like, shanties. A lot of sea shanties.
You said you knew the artist. Who's the artist?
Oh, no.
She's
I
not going to tell you that.
Well, no, I don't know the artists of the song. I know like there were two. They came out with the top male artist, top female artist.
Oh, so yeah. Who was the top female?
I would know their names if I heard it, but because I read it,
so
but I can't remember.
You didn't hear it in there.
So this is the top song, which is not the top. Then there's also top female artist, top male artist, top artist.
I see.
Honestly,
I see.
Right, okay. My motto is when in doubt, go with Lil Nas.
Yeah,
so
Lil Nas
I'm
going to
go with Lil Nas.
Yeah, Lil Nas X. Yeah, me too.
I'll go with Maneskin.
You're all wrong. It's Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, that's the song about her getting her driver's license. It's cute.
Wow, I really thought Good For You was bigger than Driver's License, so that's why I didn't pick
Well, Driver's License came out first. I think it was the single.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So people were listening to that a lot before that album came out.
Fair enough.
My voice is cracking. Okay.
Oh, yeah, all right.
All right.
Good for Olivia. Okay.
Question number 3. Apple Music has also released its top list for 2021.
Wow.
What was their most streamed song this year? Was it A, Blinding Lights by The Weeknd? B, Dynamite by BTS? C, Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo? Or D, Positions by Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande.
I want to say Blinding Lights because, I mean, I know that just broke like the Billboard.
Yeah. It was huge.
Hot 100 record.
It was named like the number one song of all time by like, Billboard UK.
Yeah.
Blinding Lights.
See you later, chubby checker.
I was actually in the top 1% of Spotify listeners for The Weeknd because he was my top artist this year. So
anyway.
I'm going to go with him.
Blinding Lights,
That wasn't the song I listened to the most, though.
Oh, okay.
So. Well,
I'm not going to tell you what the song I listened to the most. I just got my list.
Is it embarrassing?
It is. It's E.T. by Katy Perry.
What?
Wait, actually?
I don't know why. You know why?
Wait, is it the Kanye version?
It is. It's the Kanye version. But the reason is because every time I get in my car, Spotify starts up. It's true. It starts up. So even if I'm on my Stitcher listening to a podcast, my Spotify would start. So every time, like for a week.
Sounds like we got a Katy Perry stan over
I love this song. I do love this song. Second was Hands of Time by Groove Armada. All right.
Third, you don't have to try and make yourself cool.
By Iron Wine. I got some Taj Mahal in here. I got some White Stripes.
Taj Mahal.
But most importantly, yeah. It's Katy Perry and Kanye West.
And then I got a bunch of like comedy specials by Paul F. Tompkins. The
oh,
band.
I love Paul F. Tompkins.
Me too.
PFK.
Van Morrison, the band.
Mr. Peanut Butter.
Mr. Peanut Butter, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got some good stuff in here. Bohemian Polka by Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, you love Katy Perry.
All right, so
I do love Katy Perry.
Are we all going? Did you all go with the weekend?
Yeah,
yeah, I'll go with the weekend. Sure.
Again,
yeah,
you are all wrong.
Oh my God.
It's Dynamite by BTS. Yeah.
I don't even know
that makes
song.
Sense. BTS is K-pop.
No, I know who they are. I don't know
any other songs. But okay, question number 4.
Wow, we're all zeros.
We're all big.
We're all zeros.
Jeez.
What actor is set to play Dracula in a new feature from Universal Pictures called Renfield?
This is the best ever.
Is it A, Gerald Butler?
I've given it away. I've already
Wait, Gerald
away.
Or Gerard?
Gerard. Sorry.
Gerard okay. Butler.
I was like, oh my God, who's Gerald?
Gerald Butler's his brother.
His stepbrother, Gerald. Yeah. Gerald. B, Bradley Cooper. C, Joaquin Phoenix. Or D, Nicolas Cage.
Is it animated or is it like real?
No, it's real.
I thought for sure Chris Pratt was coming up, but he's not going to do a Transylvanian accent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's just going to be Chris Pratt. I'm Dracula.
You know what? I would like to see Nick Cage do it, so I'm going to say Nick Cage.
Yeah, the way Jesse reacted. Like,
I know,
this
I
is
gave
the
it
best.
Away.
Yeah, I'll go with Nick Cage
Nick
as well.
Cage. Oh, it is Nick Cage.
Yeah. Which is amazing. I can't wait
that's
to
pretty
see
great.
Wow. Not the first movie he's played a vampire. There's another movie where he becomes a vampire, and there's a scene where he's running through the streets going, I'm a vampire! Yeah. I'm a vampire!
Is that Transylvania 65000? What is that one?
I forget what it's called, but it's bad.
No, Once Bitten. Once Bitten. It's called Once Bitten, and there's that scene where he like goes through the files, and he's like... He's like yelling at his secretary. A, B, C, D,
and
E,
he goes through
F,
the
G,
whole...
H, R, J, K, L, M, M. It's pretty amazing.
He goes through the whole alphabet. It's
Whoa.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, question number 5. Who received the Apple Music Award for Songwriter of the Year? Was it A, her, B, Taylor Swift, C, Olivia Rodrigo, or D, Billie Eilish?
Probably not Olivia because of everything that happened this year with her music having to put other people on the credits.
Oh, yeah, because she stole a bunch of music.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh,
she didn't
Olivia,
steal it.
How
she
could
just
you?
She was heavily influenced.
Was inspired by the exact same beats and lyrics as other people's songs.
Well, it wasn't the same lyrics, wasn't it?
It was the background.
The
like
background.
One was Paramore, one was Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Very heavily inspired.
Sampling, though, right?
But at this point, like, I feel like every sound has been made.
That's true.
I don't think so. I mean, that sound.
I've heard that part right there.
Whatever
before.
You just
that
did. That is a new sound. Oh. Olivia
sound
Rodrigo, do not steal that.
By goats and sheep across the world.
And Yoko Ono.
Yeah, that's right.
How
Olivia Rodrigo heard that and she's like, that's my new song.
Jesse's going to release his version of E.T. by Katy Perry. And
that voice. Very slowed down, scaled down version.
Yeah, it's the aliens version.
Yeah.
The aliens point of view. I'm going to go with Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I'll go Billie.
Yeah, why not?
It's Billie. Her.
No.
Who's her?
You know her.
I do.
It's her.
It's her.
She won like Record of the Year at like last year's Grammys.
She was on SNL when
Adele
hosted.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And everyone was like, why isn't Adele singing?
Because it's her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's her.
Okay.
Question
number.
So we're all tied at
one. After five questions.
Yes.
We gotta go. This is going long.
That might be a new
question number
record.
6.
Yes.
In a recent profile for Town and Country, Olivia Colman revealed that which actor gave her her first ever tattoo in a hotel room after a premiere party?
Good Lord.
Was it A, Jemima Kirk, B, Dakota Johnson, C, Olivia Wilde, or D, Scarlett Johansson?
I'll go Scarlett. ScarJo.
I'll say Dakota Johnson.
Maybe a while.
Did you just look
and
that
Sims
up?
And Sims has it. It was Dakota Johnson.
No, I did not look it up. Obviously,
Sims.
I did not.
Obviously, not. Well done, Sibs.
Yeah, 2-1-1-1.
All right. Final question.
Oh, man, I got to tie it up here.
What singer is opening their own restaurant and music venue next year? Is it A, Dolly Parton, B, Megan Thee Stallion, C, Reba McEntire, or D, Miley Cyrus?
Okay,
Reba.
So Mom's Spaghetti is not a music venue. Okay. Good to know.
Just the place for cold spaghetti.
Reba.
I'm going to go with Megan Thee Stallion because Dolly's already got Dolly World. She doesn't need.
Right.
Is there a place called Dolly World?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dollywood.
Dollywood. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's Reba's Rib Factory.
It's not a restaurant, though. Dollywood's not a restaurant. It's like a whole.
It's
not.
Yeah, it's like a Knott's Berry like theme park. Type of thing. It's a theme park.
It's kind of like. You can go to Elvis. What was Elvis?
Graceland.
It's like Graceland.
It's part of Dollywood?
No.
Oh. Not the same thing. I see.
Yeah, it's
probably, that'd be amazing.
That would
be
great.
Like,
it's probably
a giant theme park.
Like,
it's like Graceland, Dollywood.
Then if I guess
Dollywood.
It, then I don't
right?
win. If I do the same thing. So I got to go with a different answer.
Oh,
because
you've
you're
just
wrong.
Been guessing all the same things. I've been guessing this
well,
whole
Well, no, but I mean, I've been wanting to. But that has been a shame. I'll go Miley. Miley Cyrus.
And Scott has it. It's
hey!
Reba
McEntire. Oh, no.
It's going to be called Reba's Place.
Yeah, well, Reba, it's kind of a lame name, but
yeah. Wow. Listen,
this is always
a,
bad
this
luck
is a
when
big
you guys
turn
both
of
part.
Event.
Okay, you gotta do a tiebreaker right away.
I gotta do a tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you do.
Here
we
oh
go.
Gosh,
we knocked the champ off.
Why can't Scott and I just tie for one?
No,
we get
no. It's gotta be a winner. Wow. Gotta be Christmas themed and has to be about animals. Go.
Can't be about Porky Pig.
Okay, I can do a Christmas theme. I don't know about.
No, that's fine. Christmas theme is fine.
Animals.
Yeah, Christmas theme is fine.
Okay. I already have my Christmas questions together, so I'll pick one of them. Let me just see here.
For next week?
Well, whenever the final one is.
Okay.
Ba-ba-ba. Okay. I'm ready. All right. Okay. A Charlie Brown Christmas was almost quite different than the movie that we know today. What change did one of the producers suggest that caused Charles M. Schulz to walk out of the room?
Oh, no.
Was it A, Snoopy had speaking lines?
Ew.
B, that the characters sing Jingle Bells rather than Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Gross.
C, that the Christmas play the kids put on be a Christmas carol? Ew. Or D, that a laugh track be added?
Ew.
Oh, wow. I'll go with B, because he strikes me as a weird religious guy that would walk out of the studio because of something like that.
I'm going to go with Snoopy. Snoopy lines.
Snoopy has speaking lines. He goes, ah!
That's Jesse's noise.
All right. What
You're
is
both
it,
wrong.
Oh, no, it's laugh track.
Yeah, it was laugh track.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that, but then I was like, eh.
You know what that means? You both lose. That's too bad. You
no,
lose all your points.
Win.
You
both
win. You lose all your points.
Even more.
Everybody but Wheeler wins.
That's fair. That's what everybody wants for Christmas. thank you very much, Emily. As always, another PCPT peak. Done in the books, our favorite part of a Friday morning. And eventually, you guys out there will be able to play. Probably not. I actually like the way we do this. Just kidding. No participation for you. That's going to do it for Mornings at the Camp for this Friday and for this week. You got 99 coming up in about 11 minutes and 45 seconds. Sorry, no, it's like 11 minutes and 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. It's 11 minutes. All the songs that you hate but also secretly love with Lecter. Talk to you guys on Monday. Have yourselves a great weekend. Participate in that scavenger hunt and bring me some prizes. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.